Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette man arrested for attempted second-degree murder in box cutter assault. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Campbell County Sheriff's deputies arrested a 47-year-old Gillette man Thursday night after he allegedly assaulted his girlfriend with a box cutter during a domestic dispute east of Gillette near the Crook County line. Deputies responded around 7 p.m. to a residence on Gray Road where a 52-year-old woman reported being attacked by her boyfriend following an argument about their relationship. Investigators say the altercation escalated and the man allegedly used a box cutter, leaving the woman with a cut on her neck and another on her left elbow. Emergency medical services transported the victim to Campbell County Health, where she was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The suspect fled the scene in a maroon 2001 Buick LeSabre before deputies arrived. With assistance from the Gillette Police Department, law enforcement located and arrested him a short time later on Dogwood Avenue. The man is being held at the Campbell County Detention Center on charges of attempted second-degree murder pending his arraignment. TerraPower explores laser enrichment for uranium supply to Kemmer Natrium Plant. TerraPower, the Bill Gates company building the Natrium Nuclear Power Plant in Kemmer, is exploring innovative ways to secure enrichment uranium for its reactor. One of its boldest moves is partnering with ASP Isotopes, a company using laser technology to separate uranium isotopes, a potential game changer for nuclear fuel production. ASP Isotopes Vice President Victor Petkoff says their advanced process could be cheaper and more efficient than traditional centrifuges. TerraPower has committed to a 10-year exclusive supply from ASP's first enrichment plant, set to open in South Africa by 2027. The facility aims to meet growing demand for high-assay, low-enriched uranium, critical for small modular reactors like Natrium. TerraPower is positioning itself as a leader in the next generation of nuclear energy. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.